The Taoiseach started off his day at a Cork Chamber of Commerce breakfast briefing in Porkeycueve, where he announced that the highly anticipated M20 Cork to Limerick motorway would be included in the soon-to-be-announced capital plan. He also announced the planning process will begin immediately.
Funding has been secured to bring the M20 through route selection and into Embora Pleanála, and that process of planning and design can begin immediately, as money is no longer a barrier.
The announcement has received a broad welcome, and speaking to Red FM News Ireland South, MEP Deirdre Clune says it's vital if Cork is to be recognised as Ireland's second city.
This is a very busy road, it's a very dangerous road, and it's an important road to link the two cities if we're to provide a counterbalance to the Dublin region.
The Taoiseach also announced the creation of a national food hub Leaside, which will create new products, feed into the agri-food sector and help diversify Irish goods in advance of Brexit. The €2 million centre will be built next year and €9 million will be invested in it. Leo Varadkar arrived at UCC shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, where he spoke about the tracker mortgage scandal and called on banks who wrongfully took anyone off a tracker mortgage to pay the money back immediately. The rest of his day will be spent at a very rare cabinet meeting outside of Dublin in UCC, where Brexit and health will dominate the agenda. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News.